Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Wednesdays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Mastering Sentences in American English, A Guide for English Learners. In addition, during each Wednesday episode, we'll also include a grammar lesson to help you build your American English language skills. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Unpacking compound sentence structures. A case study in effective communication. As an English teacher with over 3 decades of experience educating language learners in California, I've had the privilege of witnessing the transformative power of mastering the nuances of the English language. One of the most critical elements of effective communication is the ability to construct well-crafted compound sentences. In this case study, we'll explore how I've helped my students navigate the complexities of compound sentence structures and unlock the door to more sophisticated, expressive, and coherent writing. My journey as an English educator began over 40 years ago when I immigrated to the United States from Romania. As a non-native speaker myself, I vividly recall the challenges I faced in adapting to the intricacies of the American English language. The support and guidance of my ESL teachers were instrumental in shaping my path, and it was this experience that ultimately inspired me to pay it forward and dedicate my life to helping others achieve their language learning goals. After earning my bachelor's degree in English and 2 master's degrees in teaching and learning, as well as English, I embarked on my teaching career, determined to make a meaningful impact on the lives of my students. It was during those early years that I realized the profound importance of compound sentences in elevating the quality of one's written and spoken communication. One particular case that stands out in my memory involved a group of intermediate-level English learners in my California classroom. These students, hailing from diverse cultural and linguistic backgrounds, had a solid grasp of basic sentence structures, but struggled to expand their writing beyond simple, disconnected ideas. Their essays and assignments often lacked the depth, flow, and cohesion that distinguishes skilled communicators. Recognizing the need to address this challenge head-on, I set out to devise a comprehensive learning experience that would empower my students to master the art of crafting effective compound sentences. The first step was to delve deep into the foundational concepts, guiding my students through the key components and nuances of compound sentence structures. We began by exploring the different types of compound sentences, those formed by coordinating conjunctions, such as and, but, and or, as well as those linked by semicolons or conjunctive adverbs like however and therefore. Through a series of interactive exercises and examples, my students gradually developed a deeper understanding of how these elements work together to create more complex, meaningful, and coherent expressions. But simply imparting the theoretical knowledge was not enough. I knew that true mastery would come through hands-on practice and real-world application. To this end, I designed a series of engaging writing activities that challenged my students to identify opportunities for incorporating compound sentences into their work. One particularly memorable assignment involved analyzing a selection of news articles and essays, tasking my students with identifying the compound sentences used by the authors and discussing the specific purposes they served. Were they used to juxtapose contrasting ideas? To build upon a previous statement? To introduce an elaboration or explanation? By dissecting these examples, my students gained a better grasp of the strategic and stylistic choices that underpin effective compound sentence construction. As the lessons progressed, I witnessed a remarkable transformation in my students' writing. Their essays became more fluid, their arguments more cohesive, and their overall communication more sophisticated. Where once they had struggled to connect their thoughts, they now wielded compound sentences with confidence, using them to enhance the clarity, emphasis, and depth of their written expressions. The culmination of our compound sentence exploration came in the form of a final writing project, where my students were asked to craft an essay on a topic of their choice, with the explicit requirement of incorporating a minimum number of compound sentences. I was blown away by the results. Not only did their writing demonstrate a masterful command of compound structures, but it also reflected a newfound creativity and analytical depth that had been absent before. One student, in particular, stood out to me. Layla, a young woman from Iran, had initially struggled with the complexities of English grammar and sentence structure. However, through our intensive focus on compound sentences, she blossomed into a confident and articulate writer. Her final essay, which explored the societal impacts of technological advancements, was a testament to her growth. Skillfully weaving together compound sentences, she was able to juxtapose opposing viewpoints, build logical arguments, and seamlessly transition between ideas, all while maintaining a cohesive and engaging narrative. As I reflect on this case study, I'm reminded of the profound impact that mastering compound sentence structures can have on one's ability to communicate effectively. By guiding my students through the nuances of these complex structures, I was able to unlock their potential and empower them to express themselves with greater clarity, depth, and sophistication. The lessons learned from this experience extend far beyond the classroom walls. Effective communication, whether in academic, professional, or personal settings, hinges on the ability to construct well-crafted sentences that convey meaning, persuade, and inspire. Compound sentences, with their ability to link ideas, introduce contrasts, and build upon previous statements, are crucial tools in the communicator's arsenal. Looking ahead, I'm excited to continue exploring the transformative power of compound sentences with my future students. As an educator, my goal is to instill in them the confidence and skills necessary to navigate the English language with ease, equipping them with the linguistic tools to succeed in their academic, professional, and personal pursuits. By unpacking the complexities of compound sentence structures, I believe we can empower language learners to become more effective communicators, storytellers, and agents of change in their communities and beyond. Comparing coordinated ideas. As I sit at my desk, gazing out the window at the bustling streets of my adopted California town, I can't help but reflect on the duality that has defined my life's journey. Born and raised in the ancient city of Bucharest, Romania, I was steeped in the rich cultural traditions and the lyrical cadence of the Romanian language from the moment I drew my first breath. Yet, fate had other plans for me, and over 4 decades ago, I found myself embarking on a new adventure, immersing myself in the energetic pulse of American life, learning to navigate the nuances of the English language. It's a curious thing, this dance between two worlds, two tongues, two mindsets. On the one hand, the melodic sway of Romanian, with its fluid vowels and rolling consonants, a remnant of the Roman Empire's influence, forever etched into the fabric of my being. And on the other, the crisp, direct cadence of American English, a language that has become as familiar to me as my own heartbeat, a tool for shaping ideas and connecting with the vibrant diversity of this country. As an English teacher, I've come to appreciate the subtle yet profound differences between these two languages, the way they shape not just the words we use, but the very way we perceive and interpret the world around us. While Romanian revels in the poetic and the emotive, American English often prizes efficiency and pragmatism. Where my mother tongue may linger on the nuances of a sentiment, the English language tends to cut to the chase, delivering its message with a brisk cadence that can sometimes catch the uninitiated off guard. Yet, within this contrast lies a hidden harmony, a testament to the richness that can emerge when two disparate elements are allowed to coexist, to inform and enrich one another. It is in the interplay of these two languages, the constant exchange of ideas and perspectives, that I have found my true calling as an educator, a bridge builder between cultures, a guide for those navigating the complexities of learning a new tongue. In my classroom, I encourage my students to embrace this duality, to see it not as a limitation, but as a wellspring of possibility. I challenge them to recognize the strengths and unique qualities of their native languages, while simultaneously diving headfirst into the intricacies of American English. It's a delicate balance, to be sure, one that requires patience, perseverance, and a willingness to step outside the comfort of the familiar. But the rewards are immeasurable. I've witnessed the transformative power of language as my students, once tentative and unsure, blossom into confident communicators, adept at navigating the nuances of both their mother tongue and their newly acquired English skills. It's in these moments of triumph, when a student's eyes light up with understanding, that I find my own sense of purpose, my own calling to this noble profession. So, as I gaze out at the bustling streets, a patchwork of diverse cultures and languages, I can't help but feel a sense of kinship, a deep-rooted connection to the journeys of those who, like me, have crossed borders, embraced new possibilities, and found themselves caught in the ebb and flow of linguistic duality. It's a journey that is at once challenging and exhilarating, a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the transformative power of language. And as I turn my attention back to the task at hand, the comparison and contrast of related concepts within compound sentences, I am reminded of the very essence of my work, to help my students navigate the intricacies of this linguistic dance, to equip them with the tools they need to thrive in a world that is ever-evolving, ever-changing. For in the mastery of language, we unlock the doors to understanding, to empathy, to connection, the very building blocks of a more just and inclusive world. So, let us explore these concepts, these delicate balances, with the same fervor and curiosity that has guided my own path. Let us unravel the nuances, the subtleties, the hidden gems that lie within the very structure of our sentences, for it is in these details that we find the true beauty and power of language. And in doing so, may we inspire our students, just as my own teachers once did for me, to embrace the richness of their linguistic heritage, to harness the transformative potential of English, and to forge their own paths, bridging the divides and expanding the horizons of what is possible. Understanding conjunctions. What are conjunctions? Conjunctions are important parts of speech that connect words, phrases, or clauses in a sentence. They help to join different ideas together to make the meaning clear and cohesive. There are three main types of conjunctions: coordinating conjunctions, subordinating conjunctions, and correlative conjunctions. Coordinating conjunctions. Coordinating conjunctions, such as and, but, and or, are used to join words, phrases, or independent clauses of equal importance within a sentence. They help to show the relationship between the connected elements. Subordinating conjunctions. Subordinating conjunctions, like because, although, and while, are used to join an independent clause with a dependent clause. The dependent clause cannot stand alone as a complete sentence and relies on the independent clause for its meaning. Correlative conjunctions. Correlative conjunctions come in pairs, such as either or, neither nor, both and. These conjunctions work together to link similar elements within a sentence. Examples of conjunctions in action. Let's look at some examples to understand how conjunctions work in sentences. Coordinating conjunctions. I wanted to go for a walk, but it started raining. She likes both chocolate and vanilla ice cream. You can have either tea or coffee. Subordinating conjunctions. Because it was raining, we stayed indoors. I will go for a run if the weather is nice. He ate quickly so that he wouldn't be late. Correlative conjunctions. Neither the cat nor the dog made a sound. Both my brother and I enjoy playing soccer. You can either have cake or ice cream for dessert. Using conjunctions effectively. Conjunctions play a crucial role in forming clear and meaningful sentences. Here are some tips for using conjunctions effectively. Avoid overusing conjunctions. While conjunctions are essential, using them excessively can make sentences complex. Use them judiciously to maintain clarity. Understand the relationship. Different conjunctions indicate different relationships between words or clauses. Understanding these relationships helps in conveying the intended meaning accurately. Practice makes perfect. The more you practice using conjunctions, the more comfortable you will become with incorporating them into your writing. Test your knowledge. Now, let's test your understanding of conjunctions. Identify the type of conjunction used in each of the following sentences. She is tired but happy. I will go to the park if it stops raining. Either you come with us or we will go alone. Create your sentences using coordinating, subordinating, and correlative conjunctions to join different elements together. Conclusion. Conjunctions are like the glue that holds sentences together, allowing us to express ideas clearly and effectively. By mastering the use of conjunctions, you can enhance the quality of your writing and communication skills. Practice using conjunctions in your everyday writing to become a proficient user of these essential connectors.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.